we just want to let people know exactly what did happen, and if there is any risk to anyone's health who was an ear, nose, and throat patient during that time frame.
Yeah, and the time frame is October 16th of 17 to February 4th of 19, and these are patients that would have received an ENT scope, and we've contacted all of them by letter. The scope was cleaned very thoroughly, but not to the exact manufacturer's standards. So we went and worked with a global expert in infectious diseases from Vanderbilt University. She told us there has been never been a case of an ENT scope leading to disease transmission or an outbreak. But again, we want to be ultimately cautious. We want to care for our patients just out of the greatest of caution. So while there's very little possibility, we wanted to call them all in, have them come and get a lab test free of charge, get the results, set everyone's mind at ease.
Bob, is this a large number of patients?
Yes, it's just under 400 patients.
And if I'm correct in this, none of them have gotten sick?
No, no one's gotten sick.
You're aware that there's been some, you know, obviously word gets around and then people hear half-truths and whatnot. So what would be your message then to the community for some who have heard maybe part of the story and they're concerned about, well, things may not be safe at the hospital?
Well, I think that is not true. I think patient safety still remains our number one priority. This was an isolated case. We, the minute we discovered it, we took action to correct it. We're going above and beyond to make sure absolutely nothing could have happened to any of our patients, even though it's an extremely rare possibility. And we've gone through all our other processes to make sure that everything is in order. We've also made a new policy that looks at any new process or procedure, compares it with our infection safety programs before any new process or procedure is begun.
Okay, anything else you want to say to anyone who may yet have not yet rather responded to your to a letter? Should what should people do? Should they just kind of forget about it, or should they come into the lab, or what?
The lab is open 7 days a week. We would encourage people to come and get the free lab test, and we will personally call them with the results. We have Marquette actually performing the test, so we're sending them out to Marquette to be done. So it takes a few days, but we just want to set everybody's mind at ease and make sure that everyone's safe.
Bob Crum, the CEO at Schoolcraft Memorial Hospital, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.